Good evening, Eastern Sierra, and welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now, the only local news show that brings you the facts, the context, and just the right amount of sass to keep things interesting. We got a full slate today. Smoke advisories in the Independence area, a state of emergency declared in Mono County following the PAC fire, and some big wins for the Bishop Bronco athletes who apparently didn't come here to play around. Plus, Mammoth Mountain's early season snow report, and where the skiing is great as long as you love variable as a personality trait. Today's episode is brought to you by Bishop Veterinary Hospital, keeping your furry, feathered, and occasionally questionably sized holiday pets healthy and happy. And as we make our way into the final stretch of December, we're officially 15 days from Christmas. For those who celebrate, for those who simply enjoy the lights, and for those who only celebrate the cookies. Before we dive in, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on all your favorite social media platforms. You stay updated, we stay employed. Everybody wins. Mono County wants your input on what comes next when it comes to public infrastructure. On Tuesday, December 16th, the county will hold a capital improvement plan workshop at the regular meeting of the Mono County Board of Supervisors in Bridgeport. That workshop will outline the county's short and mid-range strategies for developing, maintaining, and improving essential infrastructure. Residents, stakeholders, anyone with a stake in roads, public works, or community services are invited to weigh in. If you'd like to submit a suggestion or comment, you've got a few ways to do it. Email your thoughts to monocountycip@mono.ca.gov. Send them by mail to Mono County Administration or show up in person at the Bridgeport meeting on December 16th. If you can't make it in person, the workshop will also be live streamed via Zoom. After the meeting, the county will keep the comment window open for 30 days, giving folks time to think, type, or scribble down suggestions. Feedback received during this time will be incorporated as directed by the board. So this is your chance to help shape what infrastructure improvements look like around Mono County. Roads, public facilities, water, whatever you think needs attention. Now's the time to speak up. A heads up for folks around Independence. The CAL FIRE San Bernardino Inyo Mono Unit has issued a smoke advisory for the Independence area effective December 9th through December 12th. Operations crews will be doing pile burns east of Independence near Mazurka Canyon Road. During burn days, smoke may be visible along Highway 395 and surrounding areas between about 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. If you're out and about, especially during those hours, take note. Visibility might drop and air quality could be affected. Please check the air quality before starting any outdoor adventures and double check your windows if you're sensitive. Your pets are more than animals, they're family. And at Bishop Veterinary Hospital, they're treated that way too. Whether it's a routine checkup, vaccinations, dental care, or those unexpected why is the dog eating socks again moment, the team at Bishop Vet has you covered. They've been caring for Eastern Sierra pets for over 40 years, combining compassion, advanced care, and that small town trust you just can't find anywhere else, because keeping your best friend healthy means more tail wags, more purrs, and more adventures together. So the next time your furry family member needs care, big or small, head to Bishop Veterinary Hospital. They'll treat your pets like their own and maybe sneak them a treat or two. Bishop Veterinary Hospital, caring for the pets who make our community whole. The state has officially declared a state of emergency in response to the PAC fire. The fire ignited along McGee Creek Road, west of Highway 395 near Crowley Lake. The blaze threatened dozens of structures. While some destruction occurred, the fire is now 100% contained and evacuation orders have been lifted. Suppression repair, hazard mitigation, and cleanup efforts are underway to stabilize the area. The emergency proclamation allows for Mono County to take advantage of state resources, including low-interest disaster loans, and additionally, the proclamation allows for expedited removal of debris, household materials, and hazardous waste. For anyone impacted, check out the PAC Fire Relief Resources page for contact info, assistance programs, and how to get help getting back on your feet. We'll continue tracking developments and let you know when more support becomes available. And now, a lighter note to round out today. Congrats to the varsity mathletes at Bishop Union High School. They brought home gold from the recent competition in Silver Valley with an impressive 26 points, only their second competition of the year. Caleb Fitt brought home the most points during this competition, scoring an incredible 7 out of 10 points. Additionally, Granite Pouville scored an impressive 5 out of 10 points, while Tegan Orr, Kano Graves, and Bryce Coakley each scored 4. The team's captain, senior Caleb Fitt, added, "It's going very well for our team as we are fully ahead in points. A proud moment for the school and community. A reminder that Eastern Sierra brains can count, compute, and compete." Way to go, mathletes. Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds, and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it. You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah, us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events. On today's events, as a reminder, Kids Ski Free Week at Mammoth Mountain continues through Friday this week, so be sure to take advantage of those free lift passes for kids 12 and under. The evening at Mammoth Brewing Co. and Eastern Sierra Avalanche Center will be holding an avalanche awareness event starting at 6 p.m. Additionally, the new Great Basin Water Justice Virtual Summit will be holding its second session tonight starting at 5:30 p.m. At the Mono Arts Council, they will be holding an Introduction to Printmaking class, Holiday Card Edition, tonight starting at 5:30 p.m., with a second session tomorrow, also starting at 5:30 p.m. Tomorrow, Eastern Sierra Land Trust will be holding a holiday mixer starting at 4 p.m. at their office on Fowler Street. On Friday, Mono Arts Council will be holding an Advanced Printmaking class, Holiday Edition, starting at 5:30 p.m. Additionally, the Bishop Twin Theaters will be holding a Jubilation this Friday starting at 7. The event will feature an ornament and cookie contest, a costume raffle, and showings of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and Illuminations The Grinch. Playhouse 395 will also hold a performance of their show, It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play this Friday at the Bishop Elks Lodge starting at 7 p.m. Lastly, C5 Arts Studio will be hosting performances by Downtime and Stealth Ulvang on Friday starting at 7. That's all for now, but don't forget to visit easternsierranow.com/events for all the latest, and check out the mobile app for the most convenient way to get all the details. And hey, if you have any upcoming events, be sure to send them our way. Okay, it's time for sports. Eastern Sierra brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, where the only thing smokier than the ribs is your Bronco pride. The Bishop Broncos dominated in the regional finals, using a thunderous third quarter to pull away from Southgate with a 47-28 victory. At halftime, it was tight, 20-14, but then Bishop blanked Southgate 20-0 in the third to put the game away. Senior quarterback Emery Dondero led the charge, finishing 15 of 23, passing for 242 and 4 touchdowns, plus a rushing touchdown. On the ground, Hunter Daly powered the offense with 125 yards on 14 carries, receiving threats like Richie Talavera, 116 yards, 1 TD, Carlos Suarez, 76 yards, 2 TDs, and Dom Dondero, 34 yards, 1 TD, helped spread the wealth. With that win, the Broncos punched their ticket to the CIF State Football Championships. They'll face Calaveras Redhawks this Saturday, 3 p.m. Kickoff in Fullerton. From the Eastern Sierra to the state stage, Bishop brings the heat. Grab your ribs and cheer loud, Bronco fans. Now, for a quick soccer roundup, the Bishop Lady Broncos opened their league play against Kern Valley and made it look easy, blanking the Broncos 6-0. The offense clicked early and often, and the defense held strong, shutting down any push from Kern Valley. It was a statement, Bishop showing cohesion, skill, and readiness to take on the rest of the league. Additionally, the BUHS boys soccer team delivered a blowout win over Kern Valley, stomping the Bronx 14-0 in the first league game. From the kickoff onward, Bishop came out sharp, piling on goals and never letting up. Total domination on both offense and defense. It was a team effort all the way. Multiple scorers, assists, and cohesive play that simply overwhelmed the Bronx. Whether you're watching the boys pile up goals or the girls keep a clean sheet, Bronco soccer is off to a blazing start. Big congratulations to both squads. Hey, and if you're celebrating, don't forget, Copper Top Barbecue, they have your back. Great food, great vibes, and now great soccer. Thanks again to Copper Top Barbecue for sponsoring this section. Check them out at coppertopbarbecue.com.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor. And that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
All right, skiers and riders, let's talk Mammoth. Where the stoke is high, the base is, well, holding on, and everybody's pretending 12 inches is absolutely plenty. And honestly, it's doing the job. Mammoth is serving up 70 trails, 10 lifts, and one terrain park today, which is perfect if you prefer your early season fun with a side of choose your line wisely. Lift Ops expects to have 15 lifts spinning, conditions permitting. So if you see a chair start moving, don't panic. That's just Mammoth doing its thing. Base depth is sitting steady at 12 inches, or as we like to call it, Mammoth Mountain Minimalism. Conditions are variable, meaning you'll get a little of everything, possibly in the same run. Early season obstacles exist, so ski and ride with caution. Saddle Bowl is the MVP this morning with some sweet grim turns. If you like corduroy, it's your spot. If you don't like corduroy, you're about to. Canyon Lodge is open for access only, so think of it as a fancy hallway you get to ski through. Beginners plan to start and end your day at Main Lodge. Trust us, your knees, dignity, and ski edges will all thank you. Overall, another great day on the hill. Bundle up, stay alert, and enjoy these early season laps while Mammoth Mountain works its magic. See you out there. Let's talk weather, because around here there's basically a second sport. It's called weather. In Bishop, first, expect sunny skies and crisp temps today. Low 70s for the highs, lows dipping just below freezing. In other words, warm enough to forget your jacket at noon, cold enough to regret that decision by 4. Tomorrow's another clear day with highs creeping into the low 70s. Light winds, nothing dramatic, just enough to rearrange your hair. And remind you that, yes, it is still December. On Friday, expect more of the same. Highs in the low 70s, evening temps falling into the 30s. If you're decorating outside, maybe secure those holiday inflatables unless you want to watch Santa take flight. Up in Mammoth now, today brings sunny skies with highs in the upper 50s and overnight lows in the 20s. Classic Mammoth weather, beautiful brisk, and a friendly reminder that your car battery is doing its best. Tomorrow sits in the upper 50s again. Skis stay mostly clear. Skies stay mostly clear. It's a good day for the slopes, if you don't mind that moment where your goggles fog just enough to question your life choices. Friday, expect another copycat day with sunny skies, highs in the upper 50s, and that's your midweek forecast. Whether you're in Bishop soaking up the sunshine or Mammoth pretending 34 degrees is actually pretty warm, stay safe, stay cozy, and we'll keep you updated right here on Eastern Sierra Now. And that wraps up today's rundown from across the Eastern Sierra, from wildfire updates to school victories to the latest on-slope conditions up at Mammoth. Whatever your plans are this week, we'll keep you informed, amused, and as prepared as anyone can be living next to a 14,000-foot mountain that loves drama. A big thank you again to Bishop Vet, today's sponsor and local MVP, for keeping our four-legged family members ready for holiday chaos, or at least tolerant of it. As always, make sure you hit that subscribe button, follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and whatever else you scroll when you should be working. And stay tuned for more local news throughout the week. And with 15 days left until Christmas, don't panic. There's still time to shop, bake, decorate, or pretend you're doing all three. Just do it local if you can. There's plenty of places. Go check them out. I'm Jesse Steele. This is Eastern Sierra Now. Thanks for watching. Stay warm, drive safe, and we'll see you next time.